you have trouble pronouncing that. I was once at a convention where there were a few thousand people, and I was the only monk there. A convention, a symposium. See. And everybody was coming to me to ask me, "Oh, you are vegetarian, what is your name?" So one lady had a lot of trouble understanding how to pronounce my name. So I said, "Sridhar Swami." She said, "Oh, Sweetheart Swami." So I said, "Okay." So I am here in Brazil for the, I'm in South America for the very first time. And I have come with my godbrother and his good wife. This is Ambarisha Das and Swaha Dasi. They're also disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So there are many mantras in the Vedas, Vedic scriptures of India, many mantras. And we were singing some of them. But of all the mantras, the Maha Mantra is most powerful. Powerful for what? For blowing up Rio? Or for... what is it powerful for? No, it's powerful for blowing up our false ego. You have this word ego?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ego in English means I am.
In English, ego, ego, quer dizer eu sou.
So, the most important question we have to ask in life is what I am. Generally, people never ask this question. They ask many questions. Where is food? Where is shelter? Where is sex life? The birds and the bees and the donkeys, they're all asking the same questions. So only in human life can we think deeply enough to ask this question, who am I, who I am. So, this mantra, man means mind,
mantra, man, significa mente.
And tra means to free,
tra significa
to set free.
Liberta.
So, the name of God in Sanskrit is Krishna. There are many names of God, but the name Krishna means all attractive.
nome Krishna significa o todo atrativo.
So this name includes all other names.
Esse nome inclui todos os outros nomes.
One name of God means that He is all beautiful.
O nome de Deus significa que Ele é todo completamente bonito.
One name means that He is all powerful.
Outro nome diz que Ele é todo poderoso.
Like you have Jehovah, He's all powerful.
Como Jeová, todo poderoso.
And so these are all opulences of God: power, beauty, fame.
São todas as opulências de Deus: poder, opulência, riqueza, fama.
But that person who has all the opulences, he is the most attractive.
Aquela pessoa que tem todas essas opulências, ele é mais atrativo.
So this Maha Mantra is very powerful to help us know our real self and to know Krishna, to know God.
Então esse mantra ajuda-nos a realmente conhecer a nós e a Deus.
And this chanting can be done in a family, two or three or five people.
Esse cantar pode ser feito em uma família, duas ou três ou quatro pessoas.
I have been living in India mostly for the last 28 years.
Eu tenho vivido mais a minha vida toda praticamente na Índia nos últimos 28 anos.
And there, in the same chanting we do with 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 people, all chanting Hare Krishna. Very good energy. So, this Bhagavad Gita, it is very famous scripture from India, from Vedas. There are many scriptures in the world, and they are all giving some knowledge of God. Some knowledge of God. But we have to see the time, the place, and the situation, the circumstance.
Nós iremos ver o tempo, o lugar e a circunstância.
For example, Jesus Christ was teaching divine love.
Por exemplo, Jesus Cristo estava ensinando amor divino.
But it was mostly in a desert.
Mas ele estava praticamente completamente no deserto.
It's not the best place to give a philosophical lecture.
Não é o melhor lugar para dar conferências filosóficas.
It is not muito confortável. Pick that one up in the Leto bus. Most of the people were shepherds, fishermen. There were others, but most were fishermen, shepherds, simple people.
A maioria das pessoas eram pescadores ou
Pastor. So he spoke according to their level. He knew more, but he spoke according to their level.
Ele falou de acordo com o nível.
I am the shepherd, you are the sheep. Sheep follow the shepherd. Come on. Like that, he spoke simply. Muhammad He was speaking to people not very cultured.
Muhammad.
They would live in village, small villages in the desert. They were very warlike, making war. One tribe would attack another tribe, kill all of the men, and rape the women, and steal. Like that it was going on. So Muhammad wanted to lift them up to God. But his preaching was very simple. In the Quran, for example, this is extreme example, but it is an example. It is stated that one should not have relation, sex relation, with one's mother, sister, or daughter. So why should he give that instruction? Who can say?
Because it was happening.
Yes, because they were doing it, so he had to tell them not to do it. But the Vedic teaching and Bhagavad Gita Arjuna is a soldier, he is emperor of the whole world. And very high class man. Good control of his mind and senses. So Krishna, Jehovah, Allah personally came to teach him. Same person, Krishna, Jehovah, Allah, same person. So immediately he began to teach him philosophy. And the most important part of the philosophy in the beginning was to teach Arjuna that he is not the body. We'll read from the second chapter, text number. Okay. We'll read text number 7 to start with. Now this is a dialogue. It is not something that was recorded 100 years later from memory, but this was immediately recorded. It is a dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. So there is a war about to take place on religious principles. And Arjuna, he had to fight against his own relatives and even his military gurus. They were on the other side.
Família,
So he is very confused what to do. He knows that it is his duty to fight, but he feels compassion in his heart. He doesn't want to fight.
Ele se sentia compassivo no seu coração, ele não queria lutar.
Or sympathy. Not exactly compassion, but sympathy.
Não compassivo, mas tava, tinha uma simpatia do
So he turns to Krishna, who has been, Krishna is also a king. And he has been acting as Arjuna's friend. So Arjuna is confused, just like we get confused in our lives sometimes. What to do, what not to do. What will bring me happiness? What will make me unhappy? So Arjuna turns to Krishna and he says, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha prachami tvam dharma samudra cheta. My mind is very confused and I feel like I'm in an ocean of confusion.
Então Arjuna se voltou para Krishna e falou o verso que se tornou do Bhagavad Gita e disse que a minha mente está confusa como um oceano.
My mind is confused and I feel like I'm in Samudra. I'm in an ocean of confusion.
Minha mente está tão confusa que eu me sinto como um oceano de confusão. Um oceano de confusão.
Yes, Samudra means bewildered. And says, now I'm confused about my duty and I've lost all composure because of miserly weakness. Okay. Yet Shreyasya Nishchitam Bruhi Panme Sishaste Ham Shadi Mam Twam Prapannam. Now I want you to be my teacher, my guru. I want you to instruct me. Then in the next verse he says that I cannot find any method.
No próximo verso, então, ele fala que ele não pode encontrar nenhum meio
to drive away or to to drive away my suffering, my grief, my anxiety.
Para afastar,
push away to.
Para afastar esse pesar que está.
Yeah. Even if I win the battle, I won't be happy. And then in the next verse he says, text number 11, Lord Krishna speaks to him. Asochanan vasochas tvam pragyavadangscha vashase gatasun agatasunscha nanu sochanti pandita. While speaking learned words,
enquanto fala palavras sábias,
you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief.
Está se lamentando por aquilo que não precisa se lamentar.
Those who are wise,
aqueles que são sábios,
lament neither for the living nor the dead. So then Krishna goes on to explain in so many ways how the body is already dead. There's nothing alive in the body. It's all chemicals. But the soul, the spirit, never dies. We know this by a simple look at our own life. When I go home to see my mother, she's about 80 years old. She always wants to give me a spanking, put me in her lap. I'm still her little baby. And she says, Johnny, I want to, or John, and she takes out the photo album. And she says, that is you when you were 5 years old. And here you are at 10 years old. And here you are at 15 years old. And 17 years old, you left home. But I look at those pictures, and the bodies change from little body to little bigger body to now old body. But I'm still the same person. My body is changing. Every 7-8 years, your body changes. I'm not saying, Swaha is saying. She is a PhD in medicine. Is it true? All the cells change?
Yeah.
So, but I remember 10 years ago. I remember 20 years ago. That's as far as I remember. That's pretty good. So at death, it's just like taking off an old coat. Maybe at Christmas someone will give you a new coat. So you take off your old coat and you put on a new coat. So you are not the coat. You are the spirit soul. The soul is Sat-Chit Ananda. It is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss by constitution. We are a tiny piece of God, a tiny particle of God. We are equal to God in quality, not in quantity. He is Vibhu, unlimited. We are Anu, atomic. And we all have an eternal loving relationship with Him. Krishna te amara. Krishna loves you. I saw that. Jesus te amara. Oh, amara, that's Bengali. Amar.
Krishna te amara é uma expressão Bengali. Mas também, nossa língua pode parecer Krishna te ama. Jesus te ama.
But we have forgotten Him.
Nós temos esquecido dele.
Now we love our body.
Nós nós amamos nosso corpo.
Actually, we don't love our body.
De fato, nós não amamos nosso corpo.
We love the skin.
Nós amamos a pele.
If you go inside the skin, you find blood.
Se você vai dentro da pele, você encontra sangue.
Nobody loves blood.
Ninguém gosta de sangue.
We find stool.
Nós encontramos excremento.
Nobody loves stool.
Ninguém gosta.
We find mucus.
Nós encontramos muco.
So, what we Krishna has done very nice packaging job. So we think, oh, very nice. But this is a mistake. Because if you pick up one end of the stick, you also have to pick up the other end. If you pick up one end of the stick, you pick up the other end of the stick also.
End?
Help. If you pick up one part of the stick, you pick up the whole stick. This is the, here, the stick is this long, and this is the end, and this is the end.
Ah,
sim. If you are attracted to the body because it gives you nice enjoyment for the tongue, for the belly, for the genital, then you also get the other side.
Se você quer ter o lado da, do corpo, da pele, da língua, do estômago, dos genitais, você também tem que aceitar o outro lado.
The body gets old, it gets diseased, and it dies.
O corpo fica velho, fica doente, ele morre.
The soul, you are eternal. But because you are attached to the body, you have to go through suffering.
A alma é eterna, mas tu fica pegada à alma, então ela tem que sofrer.
So it is a big subject matter, and we have a couple of days to discuss.
So now we...
Are there any questions? Sim. In Spanish they say si, no. But here it's sim.
Well, I was going to explain briefly a little bit how the individual soul, even though it's spiritual, it's still individual and still has great beauty, just not that it's some impersonal conception of spirituality, because sometimes we don't think of spiritual entities as having any sort of beauty or having any sort of beauty or intelligence or whatever like that. The individual soul actually is not impersonal, but it has individuality, and there's maybe the image of God, so it's like much more beautiful, intelligent than anything you see in the material world. Sometimes people are not attracted by people. They think spiritual means impersonal, and they're not attracted to that because they see the variegatedness of the material world. They find that more interesting. You know, they don't think the spirituality is interesting at all. It's impersonal.
Bom, tentar ficar rapidamente respondendo a ele. Ele fala que pedi para Maharaj então explicar a questão que, por exemplo, muitas vezes a gente pensa tanto que já que a alma espiritual é espiritual e o corpo material é miserável, tudo que a gente foi comentado agora, e nós temos a tendência a ter uma visão impersonalista, então que a alma espiritual não tem uma beleza, não tem uma individualidade e uma atividade no mundo espiritual. Então nós temos a tendência a pensar que a alma, por ser espiritual, então nós temos a tendência a pensar que ela não tem uma relação com esse mundo, então também não é um indivíduo, não tem beleza, não aprecia isso e também não tem uma relação pessoal com ele. Então eu pedi para o Maharaj explicar um pouco esse ponto.
I think this is a very good point. Many people, at least some religions, teach people that if you don't worship God, then you will go to hell and suffer a long time,
or forever. Esse é um ponto muito importante, muito interessante, que algumas pessoas religiosas costumam dizer que se você não adora Deus, então você vai para o inferno para sempre.
And they think that I will take up spiritual life when I get very old.
Eles pensam que para atingir a vida, se nós atingirmos a vida espiritual, você fica muito velho.
Now I want to enjoy all the variety in the world. When my body is old and it can't enjoy, then I will take to spiritual life. Just like my grandfather, he was 96. He couldn't taste his food. He couldn't hear. And I don't know if he could smell. He had little sight, but not much. I don't know if he could smell. I didn't ask him. And his sight was going. So people think, when I get like that, then I will go to church, then I will go to temple. But this material world is actually a reflection of the real variety. Just like I can see gold, you have a lot of gold here in Brazil, I'm told.
Eu posso ver o ouro, e eu sei que tem muito ouro aqui.
Robin used to come here for his gold. Anyway. and I've seen a mountain.
Eu vejo uma montanha.
So in a dream of sleep, I can see a golden mountain.
E no sonho, eu posso ver uma montanha de ouro.
If I had not seen gold, it would be impossible to see it in a dream. I have no experience. Or another example. Well, first I'll explain. Because there is variety in the spiritual world, therefore there is variety here.
Que há variedade no mundo espiritual, portanto, sim, existe variedade no mundo material.
Nowadays we have virtual reality.
Hoje em dia nós temos realidade virtual.
Science is talking about virtual reality. Do you know what is virtual reality?
Cientistas estão falando sobre realidade virtual. Aí eu pergunto se vocês conhecem essa realidade virtual, sobre esse tema. Você comentou hoje.
Não? Not so much. Okay, we won't give that example.
Não vou dar esse exemplo.
Use this in cinema. Cinema
is
like virtual reality.
Yeah.
Cinema é tipo de realidade virtual.
Or on the cinema, when you go to the cinema, how many of you go to cinemas? Okay. So, do you really believe life is like that? But because we have got experience here, therefore the movie makers can create something on the screen.
causa da experiência dos cineastas nesse mundo, eles puderam criar aquela cena na tela.
So, in the spiritual world, in the kingdom of God, there is much, much more beauty.
Então, no reino espiritual de Deus, existe muito, muito, muito mais beleza.
We get some idea by seeing this.
Temos alguma ideia vendo
isso. Now, in this world,
agora nesse mundo,
I have got emotions.
Eu tenho tido emoções.
I have got feelings.
Tenho tido sentimentos.
That is very real.
São muito reais.
This tape recorder doesn't have any feelings.
Esse gravador não tem nenhum sentimento.
I don't think so, anyway.
Eu acho que não.
This glass of water, it tastes good, but I don't think he has any feelings. And similarly, my mind, my body has no feelings, but the soul has got love. The soul has emotion. I have love for, in Brazil, like in India, you have servants.
Eu tenho amor por, ele falou assim, como no Brasil, assim como na Índia, temos servos.
In India, a wealthy man,
na Índia, um homem saudável,
will call somebody from the village.
Chamará alguém para a vila.
A young boy or young girl. And they will serve in the family, and they will become just like one of the family members. Swaha, she's from Bengal. So it's like that, no? You had any servants in your family in Calcutta? Yeah. The whole family would come and serve. And there was love between the master and the servant. If the servant, one of his children was getting married, then the master would give some money for the marriage and many things.
Existe amor entre o amo e o servo, assim, às vezes o servo quer se casar, então o mestre, o amo dá algum dinheiro para ajudar a família. Tantas formas, existe uma manifestação de amor.
So, there is love for one's friend.
Existe amor entre amigos, por um amigo.
That kind of love can be very deep. Two friends can have very close love for each other. But that is different than the love one has for one's servant. And one may have love for one's mother. We all love our mother, right?
Nós todos amamos a nossa mãe, não é?
No, but under normal circumstances, a child... I'm from the same continent. It's a different kind of love than one feels for one's friend or one's servant. And then one may have his wife or his paramour, whatever. That's a different kind of love.
Porque o amor de mãe, que se fosse mãe, é diferente do amor de amigo ou de servo. E assim também o amor que se sente pela esposa, pelo amor. É outro tipo de amor.
So we can love God. in any one of those different moods, just like Jesus Christ loved God the way a son loves a father.
Nós podemos amar a Deus de diferentes maneiras, no modo, assim como Jesus Cristo amou a Deus como o seu pai.
Dear Father, give us our daily bread. A son's business is always asking the Father, give me, give me, give me. My father used to call me, he had a nickname for me. Give me, get me, can I? Get me.
Can I?
So, but there is love there. Father loves son, and therefore he gives, he gets. Says yes, you can.
Amor, então, realmente o pai realmente dá e faz o que pode e dá.
So the spiritual world is full of variety, and there are loving relationships.
Então, é cheio de variedade e de relações amorosas.
And those relationships are eternal.
Essas relações amorosas são eternas.
Just like you may love someone in this world. But they will cheat you.
Assim como também nesse mundo pode haver amor, mas isso vai acabar enganando você no caminho.
Either they will find someone else to love.
Mesmo que você encontre alguém para amar.
Or their love for you will dry up.
Dry.
It will get dry, like the river in the summer gets dry.
Esse amor vai secar.
Or they will die.
Ou ele morrerá.
And it will give you pain.
Isso vai dar dor a você.
So this love is not so good as that love.
Esse amor não é tão bom quanto aquele amor.
And here there are flowers.
E aqui há flores.
But very few of them have any smell. But there, all the flowers are smelling like intoxicating aroma. So this is a reflection of the real thing. But you may say, I cannot see it, I cannot touch it, how can I, there is no tangibility, it is not tangible.
Você pode dizer que eu não posso ver, eu não posso tocar, então isso não é tangível, é intangível essa realidade.
But, the problem is,
o problema é,
if you have a cataract in your eye, in your eyes,
uma catarata no seu olho, nos seus olhos.
You cannot see properly.
Você não pode ver adequadamente.
So the doctor has to do some operation on your eye to remove the cataract.
Então o médico tem que fazer uma operação nos seus olhos para remover a catarata.
So we have got some cataract there.
Nós temos alguma catarata.
It is called lust, anger, greed.
Quer dizer, luxúria, ira, avareza.
Envy.
Inveja.
So the chanting of Hare Krishna,
então, cantado, Hare Krishna
will help to perform the operation to turn lust into love.
Para ajudará a fazer a operação de trocar luxúria por amor.
But it is your experience. It is an individual experience. One man may see the kingdom of God? And someone else may not see because he is not sincere.
Isso é uma experiência pessoal, individual. O homem pode ver Deus, o reino de Deus, e a pessoa pode não ver.
Ye yata mam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. Krishna says, as you approach me, I will reveal to you.
Krishna fala nesse verso que você citou, que Krishna fala que assim como enquanto você se aproxima de mim, eu vou me revelar a você.
If you devote 10% of your energy, your meditation, your love,
se você der 10% da sua energia, meditação e amor
to Krishna,
para Krishna,
then he will reveal,
então ele vai revelar
10% to you. Then he will reveal himself to you.
Se você dedicar 100% para Krishna, então ele vai se revelar.
And it is your experience, it is between you and Krishna. Guru will help you.
Guru ajudará você.
He will guide you.
Ele irá guiar você.
But you have to make your own experience.
Você terá que fazer as suas próprias experiências.
So it is very hard to concentrate in the city. Too much passion.
Paixão demais, muita paixão.
So this, like this in the country, it is good for thinking, for meditation. So while you're here, if you can read Bhagavad Gita, something, and you can hear the lectures, and you can do little chanting, then you will benefit greatly from your Christmas vacation.
Então, quando vocês estiverem aqui, vocês podem ler o Bhagavad Gita, escutar alguma palestra, cantar pouco, e se isso beneficiasse com essa história de Natal.
Hare Krishna.